you've reached the right place. A destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we're celebrating on a bowl of soul. Black History Month. February is Black History Month. It should be Black History from January to December, but we are celebrating. February is Black History Month, and as you know, this is also a very political month where you have candidates from the Republican and Democratic fields that are vying to run in the general election in November to determine who will be the President of the United States of America. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to give you some political soul, some great soul music that speaks to the issues of the day. You're going to have great soul as well as reggae soul coming at you here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Giving you some great funky soul from Lee Fields and Sugarman, talking about, you know what, you better stand up, and you know what, you need to stand up for your rights, and you know, is what's going on here in the United States, where we're getting ready to pick who will be the President of the United States. And one way that you can express yourself is by standing up and getting it right. And you know, this song is by Lee Fields, and this song was released in 2006 as a 45 single, and is the 12th song on a compilation that was done by Daptone Records. Check it out. And this is Ebola Soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you here on the Progressive Radio Network and just giving you some love and bringing you back, bringing you with a new podcast of soul from Ebola Soul. And coming up next, coming up from also from Daptone Records, my man, Brooklyn's own Mr. Charles Bradley, talking about the world is going up in flames. And this is a bowl of soul. You know what? You better go get your tickets to see American funk soul singer Mr. Charles Bradley, who is on the Daptone record label. He will be at the Beacon Theater on Saturday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. He is also performing in Key Biscayne, Florida on Saturday, February 20th at 7 p.m. at the historic Virginia Key Beach Park, and he will also be performing in Orlando at The Social on Sunday, February 21st at 6 p.m. And you know, I love hearing that old soul groove, and he really just hits it home with it. He and Lee Fields, they've collaborated together on the Daptone record label to sing some soul and funk. And if you want to hear some of Mr. Charles Bradley's soul and funk, you know, definitely check out Mr. Charles Bradley by going to his website, thecharlesbradley.com. And this is Ebola Soul. You know, he hails from Gainesville, Florida, and then he moved to Brooklyn, New York. And coming up next, we got an unreleased extended mix from the late, great Mr. Marvin Gaye, talking about You're the Man. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Well, you've been talking to the people, trying to get them to go your way. You're telling us not to worry. You say we won't be led astray. We're so tired of y'all signifying. How do we know till it's too late whether or not you've been lying? Think about the mistakes you made. I believe, sir, that humanity's at stake. See, busing is just an issue, one issue. What about the rest of it, mister? Well, if you got the plan, oh yeah. If you got the master plan, I got to go to you, oh yeah. I got to go to you, cause you're the man I know. Maybe what this country needs is a lady president. Oh, we don't wanna hear no more now about how you plan to economize. We want our dollar value in these stocks, to hand employment to rise. This heavy taxation has got us all in this awful situation. And don't give us no peace. Turn around, rob the people blind. Money's all you're interested in. Do you have a plan where all the people can share it? Cause if you've got a plan, I got the vote for you. Cause you're the man I know. What they have to say, because the tables might turn against you. Sit around election day, demagogues and admitted minority haters should never be president this time or last. Will you stop the bullying and right all the wrongs? I know peace and freedom is the issue. Oh Lord, do you have a plan with you, mister? Go! As if you got a plan, I say it's true. You got the master plan. Well, I got the boat for you. Oh Lord, I got the boat for you. Cause you're the man. What about marijuana? What about peace in the land? Do you understand? Got to take a stand. Then I'll vote for you. Think you're the man. Tell me something. Don't run away. Tell me something. Let me see your face. Got to vote for you. Think that you're the man. Got to be strong. Where
the both of you, you're gonna be the man.
You know, that was a political statement song on the basis of the 1972 presidential election. The song, You're the Man, was supposedly the first release from Gaye's next album, You're the Man, but the song's modest success forced Gaye to shelve the album in protest. But You're the Man was basically a demanding song in which Marvin Gaye was calling out to potential presidential candidates much prominently at this time. This was the era where George McGovern was running against Richard Nixon, asking them if they really have a plan to right all the wrongs of the past administration and bring about change. And at the same breath, Marvin Gaye berates the political system with the line, "Politics and hypocrites is turning us all into lunatics." And if you were listening carefully to the song, you would hear one of his lines was saying, maybe we need to have a woman be president and maybe things will be a little better. That's deep. And this is 2016. And guess what? We have Hillary Clinton running for president. And this is A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some political soul from my man, the late, great Mr. Marvin Gaye. That was on the heels of his album, What's Going On? And just taking it further, talking about what's going on with you presidential candidates and what you're going to do for us and what you're going to do for the country. Coming up next, we got a song from one of my favorite groups, The Modulations. You know, they got this song talking about, you know what, it's rough out here. And it's interesting when I play these songs, how these songs still permeate and transcend to the human condition that is going on today, that we're still battling in the millennium of 2016. Here on A Bowl of Soul, The Modulations, it's rough out here, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
In a gas line,
we ain't never gas line.
People everywhere is looking very sad.
Oh.
The price is so great, it's driving people mad.
Millions been made off their jobs.
afford to die.
Can't afford to die.
Is it really, really wrong?
Giving you some political soul from the Modulations. It's Rough Out Here, and that's from their the title of their album is the same name, and they say this is one of the greatest East Coast vocal group albums that came out in the 70s. This came out in 1975, and this album was produced by the late great Mr. Norman Harris, the great Mr. Vincent Montana, and Bobby Eli, because you hear that Philly soul groove on this song. And one of my favorite records that I like off of this album also was I Can't Fight Your Love and Worth Your Weight in Gold. And this is considered a classic album. And if you have a chance, if you can, get this album called It's Rough Out Here by the Modulations. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music being broadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I am also broadcasted on Libsyn. So when you get a chance, you can check out my shows, my podcasts in the archives by going to abolasoul.libsyn.com. I am also on the Live 365 still, thank God. I'm also being broadcasted now once a month in Birmingham, England, on the A Bowl of Soul is on the In the Mix show. And you definitely need to check out that show, and it's on the Sonic Radio Network, sonicstreamradio.net. And I am also on legend107radio.com with the legendary DJ Heavy is on that network as well. And definitely you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul on also on ownyourpowerradio.net. Definitely check out that website. So coming up next here, continuing on with some more political soul here on A Bowl of Soul, Fight the Power. You know, this song, I love this song. When this album came out in 1975, the Isley Brothers was cooking with gas, and also Mr. Chris Jasper was a member of the Isley Brothers at this time, and he was the one behind the funk and the groove that took the Isley Brothers into another stratosphere. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Fight the Power That Be. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hey.
Better fight the power. Fight it. Now you know that was my song. This single came off the landmark album The Heat Is On. You notice that they used the word bullshit, because they were basically saying that there's a lot of garbage going down, and the way that they described it was bullshit going down, which was censored, you know, back in the days on the radio. But this album, well, actually, this song was certified gold. This was a killer song. You know, this song was sparked, you know, by in 1975 recording session in which Ernie Isley, inspired by the news, wrote two songs, Fight the Power and an anti-poverty ballad called Harvest for the World. This album is exceptional, you know, and basically the Isley brothers ended up recording both songs on the same day and picked Fight the Power as the song to release first. Harvest would be featured on the album of the same name and would be released as the first single off that album. But, you know, again, this song was really a kick butt song, and it really captured, you know, basically how people were feeling and what people were seeing in the news and what was going on. And you know, what's interesting is that this song still captures what's going on now. And, you know, it's interesting how we still are not dealing with the issues, meaning still not dealing with how we're going to deal with poverty and homelessness and you know, wage inequity. You know, that's the issue of the day, you know, wage inequity, you know. And you know, again, this song basically is telling you we need to fight the powers that be. And this is a bowl of soul giving you some political soul, and now we're gonna give you some more soul, political soul, from the legendary Miss Judy Mowatt, who was a member of the I3s that sung back up behind the legendary Mr. Bob Marley, who will have a birthday on February 6th. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Judy Mowatt, Black Woman, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
On A Bowl of Soul, the legendary Miss Judy Mowat, born Judith Veronica Mowat in Gordontown, St. Andrew Parish, Jamaica. And she used to be a member of a group during the Rocksteady era in 1967 called the Gaylettes. But in 1974, she got her big break by joining Bob Marley's backing vocal, the I3s, which included also Marsha Griffiths and, of course, Miss Rita Marley. But her Black Woman album in 1980 is considered to be the greatest reggae album by a female artist, and it was also the first reggae album recorded by a woman acting as her own producer. And she is a Grammy-nominated singer as well. And we celebrate Miss Judy Mowat because she also sang conscious music. And, you know, definitely she is one of my favorites, along with Miss Marsha Griffiths and Miss Rita Marley, you know, that sing, that show that women, you know, women fight for their country and women fight for their family and fight for themselves. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Yonder come a little David. Set up. With his rock and sling.
Set up.
To meet him, he's a dangerous man.
Set up, serpent, and rest a while. Sit up,
talk about little David.
Set up,
he's a mighty man.
Set up.
Well, he killed Goliath.
Set up.
Took his head to King Low.
Set up, servant, and rest a while. Sit up.
Sit down, servant.
I can't sit down.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down, servant.
I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I can't
yeah.
sit down. I can't sit down. Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down, sit down.
I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down.
So you can watch the sun, see how steady she runs. Don't let it catch you if you're undone. Joshua and Joshua with a son of Nun. We got a mighty one to stop the sun. God spoke to Joshua when to do thou will. He said if you fight the battle, the sun stands still. He gave me a letter and he told me to go. He gave me a heart and he told me to go. And if I go, my lungs will be. I would get them back in a coming day. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna feel my truth. I'll walk around the heaven and tell my truth. I'll look up David, you today. Tune up my heart and begin to pray. Sit down, servant.
Sit down,
servant. You
to heaven and I can't sit down.
That's classic. I'm giving you some sweet gospel called Sit Down, Servant, Won't You Sit Down? You know, and that was a song that was cut in 1954 by the Staple Singers, which included Pops, Cleotha, Purvis, and Mavis Staples, who were performing together. But that was done in 1961. And, you know, back in the days of the Civil Rights, you know, you had songs that would give inspiration and motivation and drive, you know, to push on. And you know what? You know, can't sit down. Won't you sit down? You understand? Sit down, servant. Won't you sit down? And this is A Bowl of Soul giving you some political gospel soul. And coming up next, another song, which before it became Bob Marley and the Wailers, they were just the Wailers. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Freedom Time by the Wailers, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Get ready. You know, this song has some very profound lyrics, and I'm just going to read them to you because, you know, this is telling you, this was from the Rocksteady era, you know, like 1967, and already Bob Marley was on that conscious tip. You know, in the lyrics it says, got the news from a whispering tree. This is the time that man must be free. No more burden in vain. All to lose, we have to gain. Get ready, children. Get ready, children. Get ready, children. Now check this out. Now listen. Didn't I build the cabin? Didn't I plant the corn? Didn't my people before me slave for this country? Get ready, children. Get ready. You know, that right there is profound. And I can see where there was an influence by Curtis Mayfield on the Wailers, and because, you know, we spoke of those same issues, and it's like, you know, it's time now for freedom. You know, didn't my people before me slave for this country? Didn't I build the cabin? Didn't I plant the corn? So get ready, children, because it's time for freedom. This is A Bowl of Soul giving you some political soul, some rock steady political soul from the legendary Wailers, featuring Mr. Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. You know, definitely putting it down for us in freedom time. And coming up next, from the Honey Drippers, talking about, you know what, impeach the president. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers. This came out in 1973, and you know who they were talking about impeaching at that time was Richard Nixon for the break in to the Democratic National Committee's offices, which resulted in becoming Watergate, and he had his goons try to go in there and steal information, and that resulted in him being, he wasn't impeached, he resigned before he was impeached. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and just remember, you can follow A Bowl of Soul or Mixed Stew Soul Music just by going to the Facebook page and liking it. Follow me on Twitter, just look for @ A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to email me, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And coming up next, we're going to play some Shantytown from Mr. Desmond Decker, talking about the conditions of the Shantytown in Jamaica, giving you again some more political soul on A Bowl of Soul.
Shoot them a wheel.
A Shantytown.
Them a loot, them a shoot them a wheel.
A Shantytown.
Root by the population.
A Shantytown.
Root by a bum of the town.
A Shantytown.
Town. The original Rude Boy, Mr. Desmond Decker from 1967. And I'm going to leave you with some political soul done by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, which was a song, really that type of song, unheard of to be done by them. But it speaks to one of their loved ones going to Vietnam and talking about, I should be proud. Here on A Bowl of Soul, I'm going to leave you with I Should Be Proud. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I was under the dryer when the telegram came. Private John C. Miller was shot down in Vietnam. Through my tears I read, no more information at this time. He's missing an somewhere.
has shipped him home with medals of honor and glory. Even our local paper ran a front page story.
Some political soul from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, 1970. I Should Be Proud. And I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Definitely hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. Definitely email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you go to the archives and listen to the other episodes of A Bowl of Soul at abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. Definitely check me out there on Libsyn. And definitely tune in every Friday on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and at 3 p.m. Pacific. This is Professor T. Love. Enjoy your weekend. Tune in next week, where we're going to bring you some more super soul, some new soul, but 2016 soul. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.